This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Beachy Boys bring us into another hour of conversation here on the Good Day program. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner here, ready to earn your trust, because trust is a big thing. Can it be the best thing about somebody?
Of course.
Yeah, it is, really, when you get right down to it, whether it's a love relationship, whether it's parenting and children, whether it's the work, whether it's friendship. The reason that you like somebody or that you're comfortable is because you trust other folks in that situation, or you trust the situation, right? Because there's not always a question. There's just a simple, uncomplicated way of figuring out what the word trust is all about and how it applies to things in your life. I think maybe another way of putting it is you have faith. Do you think that's right, Jay? Having trust, having faith in somebody, something.
I think they can both be their own separate things as well as go hand in hand.
Right. Yes. Okay. Those are the well put as usual. Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen here on the Good Day program. So there was a conversation that I've had a couple of times, both on the American Family Farmer program, which you can listen to every week on most of these same stations, and you can get it at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. A discussion about whether we as Americans should be helping immigrants to, in this circumstance, create an atmosphere that would be good for farming. There are a number of states that now are helping people who come into our country, some of them legally, some of them illegally, who will go into... Did you find that the Somalis, mostly in Lewiston or Minneapolis, you were going to... check that out. Did you have a chance to?
Minnesota is the state that definitely has the most population, and Minnesota, as far as in the state goes, sorry, Minneapolis.
All right, so I just use this as an example of something that most communities are confronting almost every day. For example, community I live in, Framingham, Massachusetts, been here all my life. I know what's going on in town. I trust the officials to do the right thing. Although, right now, I'm wondering, one of my best friends in life is the mayor. Love the guy. We've been friends for years and years and years and years. And I'm not sure that this is his, as a matter of fact, I'm pretty sure it's not his doing. But because the governor asked him to take some refugees into town and to take care of them. They brought them to town, they brought them to a hotel, which the state of Massachusetts is paying for. There are 40 people who were shipped up here on buses, from, I'm not, whether it's Texas, I've forgotten where they came from. But they're not just people who are of Hispanic background, they're from all over the place. But many of them are Haitians, as a matter of fact. Some of them came up from Florida. So we have all these Haitian refugees and some others that have come to town, have no place to go, no money, no food, no, nothing. And so they ended up here, so the state decided they were going to take care, which is a wonderful thing to do if you're doing the best to take care of people that need it, who are residents of the state. And granted, there are a lot of people who are being, quote unquote, taken care of that don't deserve it, don't need it, and are screwing over the system. But that's not the issue here. The issue is whether or not we should be helping these people to the tune, to the extent that we are in some states. Some states more liberal at doing this than others. But as I'm finding out more about what's going on here in Framingham, as an example, The Board of Health was asked to come check these people out, see if they pose any health risk to other people in town, which makes good sense. We're going to take them in, then you better check them and make sure that they are at least healthy enough to be exposed in the greater population. And so as the Board of Health director goes into the rooms in the hotel to check these people out, he finds three people in the same room who all have ankle bracelets on, who apparently have escaped from jail in Haiti. Who knows what crime they committed? They managed to find themselves in the group that came up here from Haiti. And now the question is, the worry is whether or not we're dealing with, you know, murderers.
What were they in for? Yes. Yeah, are they hardened criminals? Were they convicted of crimes that maybe they didn't commit, or lesser crimes that they really shouldn't be in
for?
But
who are they?
We always say it. Yeah, exactly.
Who are they?
It definitely should. We always talk about people coming into America legally or illegally, documented or undocumented. Mm-hmm. And in the sense of, I think a lot of people forget that American citizens are documented 100%. Yeah. We have driver's license, we have state IDs, birth certificates, social security cards. And if any of us were to go to another country, I think we would all agree that we would have to be documented too. We should have to follow the laws as well.
Yeah. So now, not only did they find three people in the same room that had ankle bracelets, they went to another room and they were all smoking pot. So if you come here, you have nothing. You have no food, no home, nothing, nothing, nothing. How do you get a hold of joints of pot and smoke them right in front of everybody else? How's that a reality?
What state is this? Was it legal?
What, Massachusetts? Yeah, it's illegal to smoke pot, but where do they get it? They're refugees. They have nothing. So are they smoking pot? You don't think that that's unusual or unacceptable? Maybe both. Maybe it's not unusual for Haitians to smoke pot. That's the old thing about a lot of the people who live in the Caribbean. But I don't. Did they bring it here with them? The whole thing bothers me. If I'm going to be asked to help, which I am, through my tax dollars, but I've also been asked to help in other ways, then I want to know who I'm helping is going to be a contributor to our society once we've done the good deed.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Isn't that makes, is that, hello, that makes sense?
Well, yeah, I think
it makes sense.
In any circumstance, if you are going to put your time and effort into helping somebody else, you would want to know about them, whether they're a refugee or not.
Yeah. All right. Well, certainly is food for thought. Here's something else. In your ex-hometown of Nashville, the governor, Bill Lee, pushing to address a certain public safety concern because he lost two close friends. You know this story? The mass shooting at the Christian school? Yeah.
Yeah.
So he
I can't remember if it was the head or the substitute teacher who passed, but one of them was his wife's straight-up best friend.
Yeah, right. So he's called for millions of dollars to harden school security, and the Republicans in the legislature, he's a Republican, said, yep, that's good, let's do it. Let's get it done. Now, he's decided to go a bit further in this same bill and ask for an order of protection that could restrict an individual's right to buy a firearm, and guess where that's gotten him? Into no place good. With his Republican colleagues. So now the lawmakers that were on vacay coming back to Nashville this week for a special session on public safety. And it includes consideration of a version of this bill that would change the way one gets a gun. And now the Republicans, the folks in his own party, are not happy with him. And they have become hardened against this bill because it infringes on gun ownership. Is there anything, just with that, it's like a whiff of smoke. When anything comes to the surface that might seem to be a prohibition of certain types of guns and and responsibilities. Nope, we can't do that. Can't do it. Nope, 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 nope. I think that you're losing the focus. There are certain people, and this is one of those hardcore issues, Jay. It's so hardcore. And the people, the Republicans against it say it won't do anything to stem the toll of gun violence. And do you know, by the way, what the number one, by having this conversation here, you know the answer. Number one cause of death with American children are illegally used firearms.
Which typically somebody in the home obtains legally at one point. And that also goes with there's not enough in promoting safe storage of weapons. I would think that anybody who is for having a gun owners who use it truly for protection, they are not at risk to lose their temper and shoot somebody over a parking spot or anything like that, go into a school, go into a place of business. They are not those people. I would think that anybody who sits in that category would want to make sure that people who are not giving themselves a bad name by obtaining weapons illegally or legally and using them to cause chaos and destruction and kill people.
It's very, it's crucial that we deal with this and we're not, because if you're not a Republican, you're vilified by them as an assault on the Constitution. And so, and again, this is Republican against Republican in a state where there's, you know, a lot of this stuff is tied to churches and religion, that sort of thing, Republicans and church, and some ministers even preach.
It's such an all-or-nothing debate, too, where it's either everybody gets guns, everybody should have guns, or nobody should have guns, nobody's allowed to have guns. And all-or-nothing's never equates to anything.
Work. Yep. All right, speaking of all, you can win all of your expenses for two free nights in Las Vegas. Right now, dial it up, 800-419-DOUG. That's when I said dial it up. Dial that number and be one of the first 10 callers. You call and you get two free nights in Las Vegas. What could be easier than that? 800-419-DOUG. Lots of people are doing it, so help yourself. Why not? It's a privilege, and it's fun. 800-419-3684 for those two free nights in Vegas.
The extracurricular activities, the traffic, the nightly homework, the traffic, the finding time to eat dinner together as a family, the traffic. Back to school can be stressful. Thanks to Ziploc, meal prep doesn't have to be. New Ziploc bags with Stay Open design have a patented stand-up bottom that helps keep the bag upright and a top crease that folds and holds for easy filling, unlocking a second set of hands in the kitchen. If only it unlocked a second set of lanes. New Ziploc brand freezer and storage bags with Stay Open design from S.C. Johnson, a family company.
Here's Laura Reynolds.
I asked Cadillac's Neil Mendel to tell me about the EV tech in the new 2024 Cadillac Escalade IQ, and here's what he said.
It brings along some of the similar type things we've had with some of our other EVs, along the lines of, you know, being able to get 100 miles in 10 minutes with a DC fast charger. You've got the e-trunk in the front of the vehicle. It's got 12 cubic feet of space, just from a volume standpoint, right? That's another side of things. You've got four-corner air suspension with MagnaRide, so that gives you this really amazing ride. And then the other super exciting thing is you've got standard rear wheel steer. And what that does for you is that allows you to have a vehicle that can take all the passengers that you need and all your cargo and things like that, but be extremely nimble.
No pre-orders are needed. Starting MSRP will be around $130K. It'll start showing up in summer 2024. With today's Auto News, I'm Laura Reynolds.
Car buying sucks, but not with car Pro.com. Let's listen in.
Love the new car, but how did...
Oh! CarPro.com, my new friend.
Friend?
Took his time with me, you know.
No, I don't know.
Just a perfect touch.
Wait, who's touching?
Oh, honey. CarPro.com has the easiest, most wonderful way of buying a car. They use their CarPro friends inside the dealership, and it just makes all the difference. I'm in love.
CarPro.com. You now have a friend in the car buying business, and it doesn't suck, and it's free. CarPro.com!
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on.
As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperG.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is ShopSuperG.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need. You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
To wait that point in the song before I jump in here. Social media time here on the Good Day program. What's trending? Things, knick-knack stories at Good Day Networks is the way you get to us on all the social media. And speaking of that, New York City has directed its employees, Jay, to delete TikTok from their city-issued phones. Good for them. They joined the feds. And more than half now of our states in this country have banned the use of TikTok because it's owned and manipulated by the Chinese government. So let's not have any connection to them through this.
Yes, social media. State-owned devices cannot have this.
Right, exactly. So the city and the state all at it. Security and the concern over the stuff. I see a lot of people using TikTok for things. I don't think it's not so much that they're giving it up, yours to the government. I just don't think that they're aware of what's going on. I think people are oblivious. They've become so wrapped up in these damn devices. And as I use the term, they become zombies. Many of, we've all become
they're
zombies.
They're very addictive.
Yeah, it is. So anyway, TikTok officials have said that fears of the app's use could pose cybersecurity risks are unfounded. They didn't say they were untrue.
Mm-hmm.
They just said they were unfounded. Right.
Well, a lot of these platforms, and it's not only TikTok, Meta has this, even just Google has this.
Yeah.
The information it can take, it's all the same. The only difference is that TikTok is owned, is Chinese owned, and it poses the risk of somebody selling it to the Chinese government, where all of the other ones, America has more of a hand in it, whether it's U.S. owned or at least collaborative. Control,
right.
That's a better word.
Yeah.
They're not worried, I guess, because the government already has all of our information.
Anyway, hello. Ding, ding, ding. John Warnock, who co-founded Adobe Systems, you may remember them. They, among other things, responsible for what a PDF is. PDF, what does that stand for? I never really knew what PDF stood for. It's a file. We're all used to using them, I think, at this point.
Yeah.
Anyway, this guy died at the age of 82.
It stands for Portable Document Format, and it's one of those things that whether or not you have an Apple device that uses iOS or something running on Android or PC, a lot of those devices have their own, like Word document or pages and stuff, and they don't talk well to each other, but at least with a PDF, you know that you can open that on any device there is.
Right. All right. We have asked on our social media, all of our various and sundry facilities at Good Day Networks, to have an overview, a conversation, if you will, on losing your temper, what makes you feel stressed, that sort of thing. Some good answers here. My husband has selective listening. This is what makes her angry. He says that he listens, but heck, he does. After 34 years of marriage, I'm just used to it. And so anyway, also what makes this lady angry is people parking in the handicap spots without a handicap tag. Yeah, that's
it's just rude. Yes.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Let's see here. Nikki says, me too. Also, my children make me angry sometimes. I feel like I'm talking to a wall. It's really. Welcome to Parenting and Grandparenting 2023. Here's somebody who says, I don't lose my temper, but what makes me stressed is my daily to-do list. Work, managing the home, trying to build a business, my children, all the sports and activities. I meditate and do breath work. I also work out and go on walks, listening to music and that sort of thing. So that makes
getting
a lot of
moving.
Sense.
Moving, yeah.
Yeah, really, that makes a whole lot of sense. Good. All right, keep your responses coming. Be nice. A lot of insights from people and how they're dealing with it. Maybe you'll learn something. Maybe it'll be helpful to those of you who feel like sometimes you just lose control, don't know what to do. There's some suggestions there.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Presidential candidate Donald Trump says he'll travel to Atlanta on Thursday to surrender in his alleged Georgia election interference case. He noted on Truth Social that he'll be arrested by Fannie Willis, who he referred to as a radical left district attorney. Trump was charged last week with racketeering in connection to alleged efforts to overturn the state's 2020 election results. President Biden says the people of Maui have everything they need to recover after the deadly wildfires. While touring the town of Lahaina yesterday, he met with families of victims and thanked first responders. Officials say 850 people are still missing as search and rescue efforts continue, and 114 people have been confirmed killed in the firestorm disaster. Lance Pry, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
A good day, dear.
It's going to be a good day.
It has been a good day.
Join the conversation. Call 855-999-DOUG.
Calling right now.
That's 855-999-3684 to have your thoughts heard on Good Day. The old theme to Batman on TV. Right?
Yeah.
As opposed to you're too young to remember that. Yeah, right, that's it. The birth of conversation on the radio, I was around. Yeah, I really was around when I got started. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner on the Good Day program, taking baby steps into the journey of life. Sometimes you feel adequate. Right? Sometimes you feel inadequate. That's kind of one of the reasons we're asking for stress information. Maybe, truck's coming in here. Stand by for the truck. Anyway, I leave my windows. People say, oh, that's pretty unprofessional. No. It's who decides what's professional and what
yes.
isn't? Right? I like my windows in the studio open. In the wintertime, they're closed. So you hear some of the things going on the farm behind me. And so there, that's it, something to think about. But meanwhile, back at the ranch here, the idea of stress. Sometimes people try to do things too quickly. Sometimes they really, you know, they say, well, I'm all in. Well, sometimes you can be all in and you can handle it, and sometimes you can't.
Yeah.
So baby steps, accomplishing things a little bit at a time mm-hmm. is much, much better, I think. You're only immortal, remember, a mere mortal, a cog in a giant wheel behind the curtains of time. Doesn't that sound very philosophical? I feel very philosophically bent today. You're a cog in the giant wheel behind the curtains of time. All right, so anyway, but there are possibilities today for you that'll be good. Good,
yes.
good. Yep, take it to heart. Take all of the opportunities you have today and take them to heart. Now, Jay is in, this is not a secret, Jay's in Ohio.
I am.
And, so when
down
I see
on the
things,
ends and high in the middle. Sorry. Go on. Please continue.
there's a story floating around today that concerns a young lady. I think she was 19 at the time.
Crashed. How on wheels?
Yeah. And the she was sentenced to 15 years. Here's a young lady, has a friend and a boyfriend in the car. So she decides she wants to kill him, and she drives head-on into a barricade, kills both people in the car instantly. Why, she didn't die. She recovered. It took a while for her to recover. Mm-hmm. Whatever was going on in her mind. So she says to the police, or to the court, when she goes to court, can you please just give me 10 years suspended license? Like, she had no clue.
Yeah.
As she went on, you can probably tell the story better than I because it's something local there.
Well, she was 17 at the time this happened. She's 19 now. And she was driving. Her boyfriend was in the car and her boyfriend's friend. And apparently it was a toxic relationship. And she was on a mission of death. She felt like it was almost a suicide mission. It was murder-suicide mission where she felt like that was the only way out of her toxic relationship. Her passengers died. She survived. And she clearly needs some counseling in addition to this, because she did. She did straight up. It's not even like a manslaughter charge. She straight up, it's homicide. She murdered these people intentionally. But she meant to go with them. And it just didn't happen that way. And the judge was a little bit more lenient to her because she believes that she's going to, well, she believes that she is going to end up spending more time in prison, that the parole board is going to end up extending it anyway.
Good. She should. This is pure, it isn't so much what she did under the circumstances, but how she kind of gloated. At the time, I think it was around Christmas time or Halloween or something, and she was posting stuff all over social media, having a great old time, not showing any remorse, any regret, any sadness over what she had done. Okay, so you got a bad relationship, you get out of it. Grow up. Instead
well,
of
there's
this
a lot
kind
of people even in their
30s
and 40s. Well, this is why we see a lot of families die by murder-suicide, and they're much older than 17 years old. It's a very sad reality, and she survives, and it is.
Am I being hard? Am I being cruel? I have no sympathy for her whatsoever. When I first saw this, I thought, yep, as a matter of fact, 15 years isn't enough.
Well, parents
throw her
to bury
in jail
their children.
And throw away the key.
Parents should never have to bury a child, and parents had to bury their children because of her actions.
Of her.
It wasn't like this was some death pact that they were all in on or anything.
No.
It was a toxic relationship, which, while she is a victim to an extent, maybe in that toxic relationship, she chose to do what she did. And again, you can blame the age of 17 years old because you can be young and naive, but that also happens in older people, as we see as well.
Mm-mm.
I think that your opinions are valid, Doug. I think that you're allowed to have your opinions, and I think a lot of people would agree with you 100%.
Yeah. Yeah, she doesn't deserve any consideration. When I looked into it, I would have, if she'd shown some regret or remorse, that had been different, but she didn't show either. She just, on with my life, and no. Mm-hmm.
I do hope that there will be some level of counseling.
Well, there needs to be, yes,
yeah.
Part of our system, right. All right, let's see what else happened here in the same vein. A couple of dozen people injured, a car slammed into a Thai restaurant in Florida. Let's see, this is Plantation, Florida. Reports that the car had crashed into the Thai meal restaurant. Woman driving the car plowed through the front of the building while attempting to park her car. What is wrong with this picture? 20 people injured. 12 had to go to the hospital, including a couple of pregnant women, because this woman didn't know how to drive. The car was out of control. She's, I don't want to say she's too old to drive, but she's not qualified. She's not capable. It doesn't make any difference how old you are.
Yeah.
She didn't
and
get hurt.
And we keep seeing this more and more where it's not
yeah,
people intentionally.
They're
not using their car as a weapon. They're not intentionally doing this. It's
yeah,
just they somehow mix up the brake and the gas pedal and go straight into the building. And this is it seems like it's happening more and more often, or maybe we're just hearing about it more.
Yeah. Maybe a little bit of both, frankly. All right, here's a good story about a driver. Happens to be a FedEx driver. Here's a move that you probably wouldn't have the courage to do yourself. This guy killed a snake while he was delivering a package. This is in a small town in Nebraska. Driver, quick thinking, found a large rattlesnake near a lady's residence. Matt Govier is the driver delivering a package, spots the snake in a corner near the front steps of the home. Lady was there with her 12-year-old daughter. They actually were out in the front yard when he came in, and he saw the prairie rattlesnake. They didn't see it. He did. The lady said she's really afraid of snakes. Good for you, lady. Yeah, okay. Good for the FedEx driver that he was there, and he killed the snake.
Well,
and then he even cleaned up the mess.
Yeah, he was like, sorry about the blood. And I guess he was even like, anybody who knows me knows that I am terrified of snakes, any kind of snake. And they have one of those doorbell cameras where you can see the snake almost curl up into its little, like, recoil or whatever, and you hear the rattler going, which is it. The rattle only goes if they're about to strike or they feel threatened.
Yeah, I believe that's correct. Yes, right. Yep. So good for him. This is our winner of the day here on Good Day. Loser of the day, once again, this is a prominent feature of me, my conversation, and our focus here on Good Day. The Chinese government having economic troubles. They've spent more on infrastructure. This sounds like America. But they don't have the deep roots. So their economy is in trouble. And this is very interesting. Let's like put two and two together here. We have for the past 20 years borrowed back our own money that we have spent in China to make them more powerful, and we're a leader. Build everything, make everything cheap, so everybody will come here. So now the economy has slowed down. People are not getting things made in China, so their infrastructure is not being addressed. Same thing as we have here, roads, bridges, that kind of stuff. And because they have such heavy debt, and they, you know, we had heavy debt, so we borrow money from them, and we borrow from money from other sources as well. Chinese don't have any place to go. So now, what's going on? The prediction has been made this week, and you wonder whether it will come true or not, that China will never eclipse America's economy, because too many things in their zeal to overtake America. This is happening fast. This kind of reminds me of, they were the cause of COVID. They didn't cause COVID. They just they created the situation for it to do what it did. And then they managed to convince the world, trying to upset or upend the world. They were responsible for a lot of the bad information. Anyway, so if you go back to the 90s, when China really was humming along, and a lot of people saw, oh, this is great, let's go to China and get our stuff all built. The economy was growing so fast that the prediction was made toward the end of the 1990s that the Chinese economy will overcome the U.S. economy by 2017. Well, that didn't happen. And it didn't. I mean, the economy over there went gangbusters because of our spending and other countries around the world, everything made in China. So they have, what, 1.3 billion in population? And the government said that if you go along with us and do things the way we tell you to, then you'll live a happy life. So by 2010, oh, yeah, things are really going along. The economy is bold, and they're becoming one of the big powers. So then the economic factors suggested that the Chinese would become the largest economy by 2019. Well, that didn't happen either. And it looks like that day may never come because of what's going on here. What has happened over the past 25 years has come to roost, in a manner of speaking, because they were so aggressive. They never really understood, even though they started the COVID pandemic themselves, they didn't understand what it was going to do, not only to them, but to the rest of the world. And so now they're knee-deep in lots of economic trouble. And I don't know whether I'm not glowing up. The Chinese people are great, hardworking people. It's the government's no good.
Yeah, that's the bummer.
Yeah, right, exactly. And so what does that do? Does that, you know, does that put them on end? Do they slow down their aggressiveness when it comes to Taiwan and things like that? The estimates are that we will be ahead of them by $200 trillion this year. Numbers, huh? How about those numbers? 48 after the hour.
The extracurricular activities. The traffic. The nightly homework. The traffic. The finding time to eat dinner together as a family. The traffic. Back to school can be stressful. Thanks to Ziploc, meal prep doesn't have to be. New Ziploc bags with stay-open design have a patented stand-up bottom that helps keep the bag upright and a top crease that folds and holds for easy filling, unlocking a second set of hands in the kitchen. If only it unlocked a second set of lanes. New Ziploc brand freezer and storage bags with stay-open design from S.C. Johnson, a family company.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Hey, good morning. You're heading to the airport, right?
Yep, thanks for checking. I like the car. How long have you been a rideshare driver?
About 3 years now, but I really enjoy it.
Isn't it hard to make money these days with the price of gas being so high?
Not for me. I use Upside, the free app that gives you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get real money back when you get gas with the Upside app?
Yep, I get real cash back every time I get gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200 to $300.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code STRONG for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code STRONG for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code STRONG.
Discover credit cards automatically double all the cash back you earn at the end of your first year. Which means... Wait, hold up. Question for the audio engineer. Did I read that right? Discover automatically doubles all your cash back?
Yeah, that's what the script says.
So if I get a Discover card right now, I can earn twice the cash back.
Apparently. Wait! Unlimited first-year cash back match. Only from Discover. See terms and learn more at discover.com/match.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. 877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for longevity for over 17 years, since before it was longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have longevity.
There is a doctor in the house, and his name is Jack Stockwell. He's here on Good Day Health. Doug Steffen with Dr. Jack. You can get at gooddayhealthshow.com the best of information from Jack's perspective on how to handle diseases, food choices, all that good stuff. And so Jack is here at the behest of his own. He's got a great website, actually. ForbiddenDoctor.com is a great concept. And they also have products at ForbiddenDoctor.com. The best is the Lee, what they call a Lee, but Long Life Energy. Say it again, Doug. Long Life Energy Enzymes, which I take every day, morning and night. And I even give them to Daisy, my dog, because I think they're good. Good for us, good for them, under the circumstances.
Good for any mammal.
Yes. All right, so speaking of mammal and mammary glands, Jay loves it when I start talking about mammary glands. What comes out of a human, what comes out of an animal that has mammary glands is something called colostrum. And you and I were just talking about that as to how to get it into your system. It's so important to get it. I am familiar with it because I give extra to my calves. I have four new calves that are on the farm, and one of them was a little iffy when it came to how her GI tract was working. And so we give her electrolytes, and we give her more colostrum to settle things down. Otherwise, they get what's called the scours, which is when the cows have four different stomachs. And when you get into this, when you get this stuff going in your stomach, it really makes a mess of things. Here I am doing all the talking, and it's yours.
No, that's
it's your spot.
Well, I want to speak right now. I usually speak for Forbidden Doctor and jackstockwell.com, but now I'm going to speak on the billions of mammals that are on this planet that are called mammals because they possess mammary glands that produce milk for their young until the young can either learn to hunt or are taught how to be fed some other way with something further down the food chain. Mm-hmm. However, the fact remains, in the first few days of newborn life, once they're separated from mama's placenta and the little cord is cut or bit through or sliced through or whatever else, It is absolutely essential, and I'm going to talk humans now, in the first 3 days of life, that baby's gut gets mama's colostrum in a heavy enough dose to line every surface of that baby's new developing gut that will start as soon as food hits its stomach with this colostrum, which is a super gigantic D-Day invasion of that baby's gut with mom's immune factors. Now, that baby has survived in what we believe is a somewhat sterile environment inside the bag of waters, inside the amniotic sac. But now that it's free to the world, it's being exposed to all the bacteria and viral agents and everything else it's going to come in contact with. And it's going to carry mom's immune system in its bloodstream for about 4 to 5 months until it starts to develop its own. But in those first few days, whatever seeds that walls of the gut of that baby is going to be there the rest of its life.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why breast milk is so absolutely essential to a newborn human being. We have identified over 300 ingredients in mama's milk. Look at the ingredients in a can of formula. There might be a half a dozen. And there's a big difference that takes place here on the health of that baby in the future.
All right, so I'm going to lead you into a discussion I had on Saturday night at dinner with somebody that I was introduced to. I was sort of set up, if you know what I mean. You get once in a while, you have, hey, you should meet this woman, yada, yada, yada. Anyway, so we got discussing. This woman is someone who's in her 50s, and she's in fabulous shape. She does a lot of weightlifting and that sort of thing. And so I asked her what the things were that she should take, or that she was taking, not should take, but that she was taking, because most people who develop themselves like that can't do it on their own. They need a little help. So she talked about something, she talked about human growth hormone. I always thought that if you took a supplement, a human growth hormone supplement, it would be bad for you, because I think somebody told me once a long time ago, I don't think I ever asked you this, you take stuff like that, if you have a little cancer in your body, it'll make it worse, or it'll feed it or something.
It can.
Yeah.
It can also make your prostate grow.
Okay, so you shouldn't take HCG. So what should you take?
I'm not saying you shouldn't do it. I'm not saying you shouldn't do that at all. I'm just saying that you need that needs to be regulated, because there's several other factors inside your physiology that determines your body's use of the HCH or the HGH or the HCG or anything else you're taking.
Yeah. All right. So
you got a growth hormone. Be careful.
Be careful. That makes a good sense. All right, Dr. Jack Stockwell here. Good day, health.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.